May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another uplifting episode of the silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you may be, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. A reminder for all of us that when we make dua, to also include the ummah, make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that for the sake of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that He grants relief to the ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, maghfirah to those who have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Tonight as well, we have several calls, questions, and inshallah al-kareem, we will provide some madani pearls of advices along with some wada'if, some invocations and litanies as well. Who knows, maybe some of these questions will be in your mind, or these difficulties that are being experienced, maybe you will be going through it. And so it's handy to have a notebook, a diary, a journal, and jot down the important madani pearls and litanies so that you can use that as a reference book and refer to it at a later stage, or you can apply it in your life. You can share it with somebody who's going through the difficulties, and with good intentions, you'll earn reward, inshallah al-kareem. Our beloved master, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, inshallah al-kareem. Time is ticking and life is short. The smart, wise and truly intelligent person will do their best to fulfill their purpose. And our purpose as human beings is to worship Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer, the one to whom each and every one of us will return to sooner than we realize. And of course, to do good, to abstain from sins, and to prepare for the grave and the afterlife. Every day, recite some amount of the glorious Qur'an. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, has advised us to start with 3 verses. But every day, go over the translation from Kanzul Iman, the English commentary, Miftahul Ihsan, which are available. Hard copies are available, soft copies are available. Every day throughout your day, recite large amounts of Dhikrullah, Salawat, Durud-e-Paak, Istighfar. Make sincere tawbah and repentance on a daily basis. Abstain from sins, fulfill rights of people, be punctual with the salahs, perform them correctly. Learn and practice the sunnah. Learn a dua or something of the deen for the day. Because these things, inshallah al-kareem, will help us in both the worlds. I want to share a beautiful narration with regards to sending Durud-e-Paak. This we must include in our daily routine, the recitation of salawat, Durud-e-Paak. The beloved master, the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has told us that in a summary of a hadith, that the person who recites salawat Durud-e-Paak 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah. We shall request our director sahab and our team to please go ahead with the first call for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
My question for tonight, I wanted to find out, how can I let the deal go according to the price I want? If you could highlight some important attributes and points, we kindly appreciate it, inshallah.
MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Everybody loves a good deal. Where you can save, people do their best to save those extra so they can spend it elsewhere or save it. So see, negotiating, bargaining is perfectly permissible and is established from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who himself sallallahu alaihi wasallam would strategically bargain when discussing agreements, when making purchases, in order to teach the Muslims how to manage their money properly. There are certain principles. Before I get to some of the wadaif, the invocations and litanies, there are certain principles that must be in place when we are negotiating the price of a product. For example, mutual welfare. The buyer and the seller. The one who's selling the item, the one who wants to buy and purchase the item. Both must consider the welfare of the other party. Buyers should respect the seller's right to a reasonable profit, and sellers should avoid greed and not exploit the buyer's needs. Of course, there must be honesty, transparency. There should be no price undercutting. If you made a deal and agreed to a certain amount, of course, write it down, invoice it. Now, if somebody else is coming later on with a higher price, then it's not allowed. So if you have made the deal, the person, you have sold it to this person, you have issued the invoice, maybe they've put a deposit down or they've paid for it completely, but it's yet to be delivered now. It's sold already. No matter if the person, another person comes with 10 times the price. And of course, fulfillment of promises is necessary in order to reach an amicable settlement. So this mutual welfare should be applied to every deal that we are bargaining for, we are negotiating. If you are selling your goods, car, house, etc., there's a beautiful verse of the glorious Quran that should be recited. Make a note of this. If you are selling any of your items, your personal items, your home, your vehicle, etc., then recite the following verse, which you will find in Surah Yusuf, verse 80. Surah Yusuf, verse 80. Inshallah al-Kareem. The goods will be sold very soon. For barakah, let me recite that verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما استيأسوا منه خلصوا نجيا قال كبيرهم ألم تعلموا أن أباكم قد أخذ عليكم موثقا من الله ومن قبل ما فرطتم في يوسف فلن أبرح الأرض حتى يأذن لي أبي أو يحكم الله لي وهو خير الحاكمين. سورة يوسف verse 80. This must be recited, and do dumb towards, blow towards your goods, your items, your vehicle, towards your house. Inshallah ta'ala, they will be sold soon through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this wazifa, you can also find in a lovely booklet called Sparrow and Blind Snake on page 37. Where can you get this from? Online? The free PDF, the free ebook is available via dawoodislami.net. And if you contact Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department, the bookshop of Dawood Islami, then you can obtain a hard copy. Now for the wazifa. If you keep reciting this at the time of purchasing a product, Allah willing, you will get a good item according to your wish. What is to be recited? continuously. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's it. You are going to buy something, then of course you need to check it out. Those principles we discussed need to be in place. And continuously recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallahul Kareem, the deal will go according to your desire, to according to your wish. This as well, you can find in that same booklet, Sparrow and Blind Snake, on page 39. Subhanallah. And make good intentions. Make good intentions that if I can save some money, then I'll keep some aside for a rainy day, and some of it I'll give in charity, sadaqah. And you'll earn more reward, inshallah al-kareem. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Truly enjoying the show. Please do continue this good work, inshallah azza wa jalla. My question is, what are some of the physical and spiritual benefits of dates?
Khajur, tamur, subhanallah azza wa jalla. Who doesn't like dates? Khajur we're talking about. We all know, come Ramadan time, for iftar, khajur has to be there. It's got all the good sugars in it that gives your body the boost it requires. It's also sunnah. It's also advised by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have khajur at the time of sahur, seri time. Let's go through some of the beautiful narrations with regards to khajur, dates. Because there's just too much of benefit. Spiritual benefit, physical, medical benefit, subhanallah azza wa jal. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, the ajwa, this is the best type of date. Of Aliyah, which is the name of a place in Medina Munawwara, zadahallahu sharafu wa ta'zeema, towards Masjid Quba. That date, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is a cure for all illnesses. According to another narration, to eat 7 ajwa dates every day for 7 days protects against leprosy. The final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the ajwa date is from Jannah. It is a cure for poison. A hadith in Bukhari Sharif states, if anyone eats 7 ajwa dates in the morning, before eating anything else, that person will remain protected from sihr, magic, and poison for that day. They will remain protected for that day from black magic and from poison. Allahu Akbar. So we are seeing the medical benefits, we are seeing the spiritual benefits, and there's so much more. Let's continue. The number one hadith narrator, Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned that khajur, dates, protect one against appendicitis. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eating dates in the morning before eating anything else kills stomach worms. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Rabi' bin Khathim radiyallahu an, he said that to me, dates and honey are the best cures for a pregnant woman and a sick individual respectively. So encourage those ladies who are expecting to eat khajur as well in a decent amount. Sheikh Muhammad Ahmad Zahabi rahmatullah alayhi says that if a pregnant lady eats dates, she will give birth to a baby boy who will be handsome, tolerant, and polite, inshallah. So khajur is extremely beneficial to the person who wants to attain spiritual and medical benefits. Even a person who is weak due to hunger, the khajur, the dates themselves, they are full of nutrients which revive energy quickly. So this is part of the wisdom of having it at the time of iftar and for sahur, seri time as well. Making iftar with ice cold water, ice cold milkshake, or sharbat is not healthy. It could cause actually stomach problems and swelling of the liver. Eating khajur before drinking cold water reduces this risk. But remember that drinking ice cold water is always harmful. Some people, those who are fortunate to go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, Hajj and Umrah, Allah Azawajal take us also time and again, and to visit Aqsa Sharif time and again. Then they have the Zamzam taps, and some of them are ice cold. Try to abstain from those ones. Get the normal room temperature water or cool water. That's fine. Eating dates with melon or cucumber or dates with watermelon is a sunnah. When last did I do something like that? The next time you are buying watermelon, eat it with the khajur, with the intention that it's sunnah. My beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that. So just for practicing on that sunnah, you'll get reward. And it tastes so nice, so refreshing. And it's extremely beneficial also from a medical point of view. So here you're going to get spiritual and medical blessings and benefits. And according to doctors, it overcomes the physical weakness of a man. Its greatest benefit is that it is a sunnah to eat khajur, dates. The hadith also mentions that eating butter with dates is also a sunnah. Eating fresh and dry old dates together is also a sunnah. In Ibn Majah, it is mentioned that when the devil, shaitan, the cursed and rejected one, he sees somebody eating fresh and old dates together, he regrets that man has become strong by eating fresh dates with dried ones. Khajur is a cure for chronic constipation. It is useful for asthma patients, for diseases related to the heart, kidney, gallbladder, bladder, intestine. It treats phlegm and dry skin. It helps in the flow of urine. Eating grinded dates with their seeds, grinded, is beneficial to heart problems, for eye problems like cataract. Soaking dates in water and drinking that cures liver problems. This water is also very effective for treating diarrhea. So let the khajur, the dates, soak in the water overnight. Then drink it in the morning before you eat anything else. But don't store it in the freezer. Dates, khajur boiled with milk is a powerful nutrient. And it's very useful for overcoming weaknesses caused by illness. Wounds heal quickly by eating dates. It's an effective medicine for jaundice. Fresh and fully ripe dates cure bile problems and acidity. Using burnt date seeds, burning the dates and crushing them, using them as a tooth powder or teeth powder, makes the teeth shiny and removes bad odors. Applying the powder, the ash of burnt date seeds onto wounds, stops bleeding and helps to heal the wound. Burning date seeds and inhaling that smoke, then it dries the warts of piles. The smoke that you inhale dries the warts of piles. Using burnt date tree roots or leaves as a tooth powder is very beneficial for treating toothache. Boiling the roots or leaves in water and rinsing the mouth with it is very effective for treating toothaches as well. Now, if eating dates causes any type of side effect, eat them with pomegranate juice. So you're going to eat the dates and sip pomegranate juice. With the pomegranate juice, put some poppy seeds and black pepper seeds as well. I'm sure you know pomegranate, subhanAllah, is also a fruit from paradise, from Jannah. And every pomegranate fruit contains one seed from a tree of paradise. Now, If a person is eating very old, stale dates, they should open it. Open it to check if there is any insect or any worm in it, because we are not allowed to eat those dates which contain these. So they need to be cleaned out, washed thoroughly, and then have them. Some people, some sellers, rub mustard oil on the khajur to make them look fresh and shiny. So it's better to soak them in water for a few minutes to remove. You see some places where it is kept out in the open, flies sit there, other insects. So wash them thoroughly, properly, to remove any droppings of insects or flies or dust or dirt, and then eat them. It's a fruit, no? So how we would wash our apples, we would wash different types of fruits properly before eating. We should wash the dates, especially those the ones that are left outside and are for sale. Many fruits contain insecticides, pesticides, chemicals, harmful chemicals. Those chemicals are there to kill insects, parasites, flies. So if I don't wash that fruit properly, whether it's a strawberry, whether it's an apple, wash it thoroughly. In order to try and remove those chemicals which have surrounded the fruit so that it does not cause us any harm. A very beautiful point, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah teaches us. He is truly a lover of Medina Sharif, lover of Makkah Sharif. He says that the seeds of dates that are bought or brought from Medina Tayyiba Zadahullahu Sharifu wa Ta'azima, don't just throw them away. Keep them respectfully. Or put them into a river or the ocean. And one can gain blessings by cutting them into tiny pieces, which can be kept in a small tin and eaten like nuts. So no matter which part of the world that anything comes from, when it enters the atmosphere of Medina Sharif, it belongs to Medina Sharif and becomes an object of respect for the lovers of Medina Sharif. These Madani pearls that I have shared, you can find them in the awesome book which is called Blessings of Ramadan. This is also a chapter of Amir Ahl Sunnat's masterpiece, his magnum opus called Fizani Sunnat. So Blessings of Ramadan, you can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina or the soft copy online via dawoodislami.net. You will find these Madani pearls and a few others as well from pages 93 to 96. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, such a Mubarak program, Mulana Sahab. Mulana, I have a question. Most people have a lot of dandruff. How can one be saved from this?
Well, yes, a lot of people have dandruff. It's common. And this is actually a harmless scalp condition that causes the dry, white or grey flakes of dead skin that are shed from the scalp and often falls onto the shoulders or the clothing or to the floor. And it can result in irritability, itching. So this is frequently associated with an overgrowth of a naturally occurring yeast. It could also be due to certain skin conditions. So if a person has a bad case of dandruff, you may want to visit a doctor, a dermatologist, to have a look, and they would advise on some treatments. I'm going to share a wazifa, inshallah al-kareem, and some sunan and adab as well. So this dry scalp, it affects many people around the world. For some, it's an irritation. For some, they feel embarrassed. Be careful of something. Be careful of overwashing the hair with shampoos, because they contain chemicals that we cannot even pronounce. And many of them, they may further the problem. They would exacerbate and make the scalp more dry by removing the natural oil called sebum. So what can be done? Apply oil generously. This is a sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Try to stay away from these gels and creams that are put on the hair, on the head. When it is cold weather, apply oil whose properties are warm, like olive oil. When it's hot weather, apply oils whose properties are cool, like coconut oil. So put a generous amount and massage it nicely so it absorbs in. Inshallah Kareem, the dryness shall be removed, and this can actually help strengthen one's memory. Now let's learn some sunan and adab, some Islamic social etiquettes, some etiquettes of applying oil. Frequently applying oil to the hair is very beneficial for the people of knowledge especially, because it prevents the head from becoming dry, the scalp. It refreshes the mind and the memory is strengthened just for applying oil. But apply it the proper way. It's mentioned in a blessed hadith. This is so important. It's not about just taking the bottle, squeezing it out. And the blessed hadith mentions, whosoever applies oil without reciting Bismillah, 70 devils accompany him. 70 shayateen accompany that person. So before you apply, make sure to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then you apply. And apply with the intention that I'm following the sunnah. Then just for applying, you're earning reward as well. So you're getting your physical, medical benefit, and you're getting spiritual benefit as well. This is one of the beauties of Islam, that Islam gives us holistic approaches that you benefit physically, medically, and spiritually as well. You're performing salah not as an exercise, but you are doing movements that are beneficial for the body. You're doing it because it's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a reward attached with thawab. So you're getting the spiritual benefit, you're getting the physical benefit. Fasting, same thing. We're doing it because it's a hukum and order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fast in Ramadan. So you're getting spiritual benefit, blessings and thawab, reward. But of course, medically, physically, you're benefiting as well. So this is one of the huge bounties and beauties of Islam. That what you do, you receive both physical and spiritual blessings. Like we just covered in our previous call, our previous question, the physical and spiritual benefits of eating khajur dates, subhanallah. So before applying the oil, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Pour a little bit into the left hand. Then apply a small amount to the right eyebrow. Then to the left. Thereafter, apply some to the right eyelashes. Then to the left. Now, place some oil on the head itself. And if you're applying oil to the beard, then start with the hair that is between the lower lip and the chin, this area. Start there. When a person uses mustard oil, for example, the person who uses mustard oil and they remove their hat, their topi, the Imam Sharif, sometimes a smell emanates from there. So if one is able to opt to apply a fragrant oil to the head. An easy method of preparing fragrant oil ourselves is to add a few drops of your favorite itar, your favorite fragrance, into a jar of coconut oil. Let it mix nicely and your fragrant oil is ready. Of course, that itar, try and get pure. Try not to get ones that have many chemicals in it, because that could have a reaction to your body, to your scalp. And it's mustahab, it is recommended to apply oil and fragrance for Jumu'ah Salah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So make it the intention to try and practice upon these, and there will be lots of rewards in store for that person, inshallah al-Kareem. Can we have one more call, inshallah? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, what guideline do we have to remain safe from the fitna of Dajjal?
Allahu Akbar. Dajjal is going to appear in the future. In fact, Dajjal is one of the great signs that will appear close to the day of judgment, his emergence. And his fitna, his mischief is the most dangerous. Every single Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned his ummah about the fitna, the trials, the mischief of Dajjal. Dajjal means a grave liar, a deceiver. He will mix the truth with lies, lies with the truth and falsehood. You know? He will first present himself as a believer and will call people towards goodness. But then, he will claim to be a prophet and finally to be God. It is said that he will capture people by doing different things. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala, has mentioned there are two types of Dajjal, minor and major. With regards to the major Dajjal, that's one. The one who is going to falsely claim that he is God. And the minor ones, there will be many, many. Every false prophet or apostle, every individual, no matter his title, who misguides the people is a minor Dajjal. Whether the person has a title of Mulana, Allama, Mufti, Hafiz, Sufi, whatever it may be, if they are misguiding the masses, misguiding people, they are regarded as minor Dajjals. Imam Muhammad bin Ahmad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that to believe in the existence of Dajjal and in his emergence close to the day of judgment is haqq. It is a truth. It is a doctrine of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And based on ahadith, Dajjal will be tall, one-eyed. His defective eye will be like a swollen grape, and the other one will be bloodstained. His chest will be wide, slightly sunken. He will have kaf fara on his forehead, between both of his eyes. And every believer, that means disbeliever, but every Muslim will be able to read this, will be able to see it, whether they can read or not, but they'll see it. Dajjal will have curly hair, and the world will be in a very bad state. First year, the sky will stop one third of rainfall. The earth will stop one third of production. The second year, two thirds of rainfall will be stopped. Two-thirds of the earth's production, agriculture, will stop. By the third year, the sky will stop its rain completely and no agriculture will be produced. Animals will die. Mischief will be widespread. People will be exiling each other, massacring each other, and Dajjal will emerge from a place called Asfahan or Khurasan. He will move around the whole earth for 40 days. The first day will be like equal to the length of a year, the second according to a month, the third one equal to a week, and the remaining days according to normal days. Besides Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, which will be guarded by angels, he will go everywhere. He will display illusions, magic, in order to trick people into accepting him. And ultimately, Isa alayhi salam will finish him off at Babul Lud, at a place called Lud, by Baitul Maqdis, in Palestine. So we are advised actually to recite, to learn Surah Kahf, and to recite this regularly, especially on a Jumu'ah day, a Friday, as it will save one from the fitna, the mischief of Dajjal. Try to memorize at least the first 10 verses and get your children to memorize it as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our future generations from the fitna of Dajjal. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, if you think good, you will speak good, you will do good, and good things will happen, inshallah ta'ala. Keep safe and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.